Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Jason is engineering. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm recovering. I am recovering from spending 4 hours in front of a screen on Monday. One of our class recommended homework, and it's called Cadillac Desert. Cadillac Desert. It's on YouTube. And I searched for it, and I went to the search bar, and I typed in Cadillac, as in the manufacturer of the car, then space, and then desert, and I found it. And there's a four-hour documentary about what has happened in California, Southern California, stealing water from everywhere they could. Everywhere they could, literally. And they have devastated everything in their wake where they stole the water. And there is a between 600 and 700 mile path of destruction where California, Southern California, specifically Los Angeles, stole their water. I mean, they were, it involves corruption at the highest levels of the federal government. It involves local corruption. It involves farmers being devastated and their land just turned useless because California drilled wells and drove the water table lower, lower, lower to the point where the farmers couldn't get it. It's unbelievable. So what's happened is water is really cheap in California because everybody's paying for it. And they're enjoying the theft of water. And it's like the American, it's the predatory American thieves. It's absolutely horrible. So I just wanted to let you know, class, I believe you absolutely, positively need to watch Cadillac Desert. It's available on YouTube, and it's absolutely free. And it's probably one of the, you know, few things on YouTube that I would support watching. Have you seen this, Gwyneth, the theft of water in California?
I haven't seen that documentary, but I'm aware of a lot of corruption that has been going on in California in a bunch of different areas. Like, for instance, that when I was studying at the University of Melbourne in the late 1990s, I started at Melbourne in 1994, and I graduated in 1999, so 4.5 years later. I remember that one of my lecturers said to me, said to all of us in the class, make sure you keep an eye on this corporation. They're called Enron. But we, you know, and water, nothing else happens without the water. And here in Australia, there's simply nowhere else to take it from. But I think that if there was somebody else to take it from, they probably would have taken it from them because it's the same mindset and it's just so, it's despicable, absolutely despicable. But really, like I say, because of our geology and geography here, in this country, there's really nowhere else to take it from. So we've been forced to learn to become careful with the water that we have because we've got something like 25, 26 million people living on the driest continent on Earth, apart from Antarctica. No, you know, very few people live in Antarctica. So the 26 million or something people live here in Australia. But in California, I think that many people just live in... I'm not sure how many people live in the Los Angeles area, but it must be a fair whack of the population would just live in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they keep moving in and moving in. So the population of Los Angeles is around 4 million. It's the largest city in California and the second largest city in the United States. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, and it's aggravating. You know, here in our neck of the woods in Missouri, we have the Amish moving in. And there's this one family that decided to build a chicken factory. So it's near here. And so they set up this large, large chicken raising operation. And the chickens drink a lot of water, you know, when you have, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 birds in one farm. And the amount of waste, the amount of ammonia, the smell that this generates, who do these people think they are moving in here and then stinking up the area and drilling wells and pulling water out of the aquifer for a factory farm? It's an outrage. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And then I see these signs along the road, you know, share the road with the Amish buggies. I have no problem with the Amish per se, but I do have a problem with coming here and setting up a factory farm. Just as I would if Nestle Corporation came over here and said, hey, we're going to hire 20 people and we're going to bottle water and it's going to be wonderful. We're going to have lots of jobs and we're going to just pump this water because there's plenty of water. And then they lower the water level in the aquifers. That's what they do. That's what Nestle does. Nestle's bottled water. And they've got a whole bunch of brands that they sell their water under. But that's what they do. They pay like $200 a year for a permit, and then they pump the aquifer dry. And then, geez, you know, there's no more water. And they have to go look for another source. What an outrage. So, class, what I'm telling you is you got to nip this stuff in the bud. You really do. And had I known that these Amish were going to move in here and set up a chicken farm, I would have resisted every way I could legally. Okay, but it was too late because I found out about it, you know, after the fact. But you know, there are people who are careless. There are people who are reckless. And you know, where do they think this water's coming from? Do they think it just magically shows up? Do they think they have a right to pump it out of the underground streams that everybody shares and just squander it? Do they think they have a right to do that? Do they think they have a right to speak? And by the way, this may sound as unfriendly speech. I don't care. I don't care if it's taken that way. Because I think that the people who do these things are unfriendly. Here's what I mean. So when people speak two languages, like they'll speak English sometimes, and then they speak some other dialect, some cryptic language among themselves because they don't want you to know what they're saying. So, you know, they can be in public and they can speak English, and all of a sudden they go into this dialect because they don't want you to know what they're saying. I despise that. And I don't trust people who do that. And who does that? Oh, I don't know. The Amish do that. The Amish have their own dialect that they speak when they don't want you to know what they're saying. The Jews do it. You know, they speak Yiddish when they don't want you to know what they're saying. And it's not just the Amish and the Jews. There's others as well. And it's wrong. It's impolite. It's not polite to do that. Just like when I was growing up, my mother told me it's not polite to whisper. It's not polite to whisper. And it's not. It's wrong. But yet, there are groups of people who think that they can speak in tongues that they've been trained to understand so they can, you know, maybe deceive the rest of us. Why can't they speak in a language that everybody can understand when they're with us? And why can't they speak English in the United States of America? Why? Gwyneth, any comments?
I want to know why the Amish aren't using traditional chicken raising techniques. I thought they were against modern technology. I think that would include modern farming technology, because modern factory farming only comes after World War II.
Right.
So, you know, if I ever saw them, I'd say, I thought you weren't supposed to use modern technology. I think that would include modern farming technology. I thought you weren't supposed to use modern farming technology. You know, you're not allowed to use tractors, right? So if you're not allowed to use tractors, why are you allowed to use a chicken concentration camp, which is basically what a modern chicken factory farm is? It's a concentration camp for chickens. And personally, I despise them.
So for all of our Amish friends out there, for all of our Amish friends out there and all of our Jewish friends out there, I am not anti-Amish and anti-Jewish. But I am against the use of code speak that is that prevents everybody from knowing what's going on. If they want to speak privately, go speak privately. But don't speak publicly in a tongue designed so that the rest of us can't understand it. It's rude. It's rude. And, you know, I have a problem with... I think the Amish are less than careful. Less than careful. Here's what I mean. So they have these rubber-tired buggies, okay, that are solid rubber tires. And they don't get flats because there's no air to let out of the solid rubber tires. They're solid rubber. Well, when they use nails on a construction job, they don't mind just dropping nails wherever they land. They don't mind. When they rebuilt the roof on the post office, the postmaster said, the employee said, hey, pick up those nails, because we don't want to get flats. Now, the Amish are immune to getting flats, because the only time that they would be inconvenienced by a flat is when they hire someone in a pickup truck or a car to haul them someplace. Other than that, they don't get flats. They don't get their own flats. And so we have been repairing tire after tire after tire because of the nails that are dropped carelessly all over the place around here. And I hate it. Just like I hate when people throw trash out the windows of the cars. They don't have a right to litter. It's impolite. It's immoral. And the wild animals sometimes have difficulty distinguishing between plastic and food. And they eat plastic and die. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. So, what's wrong? Well, you know, the Amish don't go to the regular public training camp. They have their own training camps. And are they prejudiced? I don't know. What would you call someone who only wants to marry among their cult? Or their clan? Or their tribe? Or their people? Whatever you want to call it. What would that be? What would you call that? Would you say that's prejudice? How about the Jews? How about my first girlfriend, whose grandparents had a funeral for her? Why? Because my first girlfriend, who happened to be Jewish, her grandparents found out and thought that this is wrong. Because Vinny is a goy, a non-Jewish boy of Roman Catholic belief, who is of Italian heritage. It's horrible. So they had a funeral for their granddaughter because she was doing something immoral. Eventually, the Jewish family said, this is it. We can't have this anymore, and put a kibosh on the date.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813.
8813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my new gummy feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
My first girlfriend's mother called my mother up on the phone and said, you don't understand. Your son is not a Jew, and he's Goyim, and this isn't going to work, and this has got to stop. So I'm delighted that, you know, in retrospect, I'm delighted that she did that, because I could have married into that prejudiced tribe, group, clan, whatever you want to call them, of people, and it might have rubbed off on me. I might have been like them, which would be wrong. So anyway, you know, Martin Luther King was right. You shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin, but you should judge them by the content of their character. And so I judge people by the content of their character. And if they belong to the synagogue of greed, and I'm certain of it, I judge them accordingly. Gwyneth?
It's like this. If you follow any god, okay, and you know, whatever god you want to follow is your business, okay? Because the God of gods who lives in heaven, he gave us humans that free will, that free choice to follow whatever god we want to follow, whether it's him, or whether it's some other god, or whether it's the spaghetti monster or whatever. But you have got to remember that if you say publicly that you follow a particular god, that other people will regard you as being the ambassador of that god. Okay? So if you say that you follow the God of the Jews, the God of the Hebrews, and then you behave in a way that the God of the Hebrews would disapprove of, then what you're doing is you're taking the name of the Lord your God in vain, because you're dragging his name through the mud, okay? You're dragging his reputation through the mud. If you call yourself a Jew, or if you call yourself Amish, or if you call yourself Seventh-day Adventist, or whatever religion you follow, and you behave in a despicable way, in a way that human beings regard as being despicable. I'm not talking about any particular religion, but like, for instance, if you say that you follow a particular god, and then, I don't know, you just throw nails all over the road, for instance. Yeah, you're not going to run over them, but other people are. And maybe one of those nails will end up going up inside your horse's hoof and crippling your horse. And there, I had a horse once, and he had, I was riding him around the paddock, and he stood on a stick that was sticking up out of the ground. It was a small stump of a plant that wasn't there anymore. And he went lame. And I called the vet, and the vet said, he's got a stick in there. And I said, what? And he said, yeah. I said, I thought horses' hooves were hard. And he said, well, they're mostly hard, but the stick has gone up right in behind the frog, which is the heel of the horse's foot, okay? And it had gone up right in the one weak spot of the foot into a channel called the anterior vena cava. And I will always remember anterior vena cava. And they said, we're going to pull the stick out, and we'll give him some antibiotics, but he may never heal from this, because there's not a very high blood flow to this. And if he gets a staph infection in there, it will never heal, because there's no, there's very little blood flow there, and he'll be crippled for life. Now, thankfully, the antibiotics worked, and he fully recovered and didn't form an abscess in that part of his foot. But that's what nails can do to a horse. You think that a horse can't stand on a nail? Horses can absolutely stand on nails, and they can be crippled for life by even a badly placed blacksmith's nail. So you've got to think about that. If you're Amish and you are throwing nails around on the road, you just got to think, because maybe your karma will come and get you one day. Maybe you'll get one of those nails and your horses.
It goes for everybody. We'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least two people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden on Wednesday is projected to blame the crime waves across America on guns rather than post-protest tolerance for lawlessness and the human element. Another issue for the Biden administration is their lack of response to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee calls their efforts incompetent on Fox News.
The Biden-Harris administration is incompetent and foolish when it comes to managing illegal immigration. They're literally telling people that we sent to Mexico because they didn't show up for their asylum hearing. Hey, you can come back and start over again. The Biden administration supports eliminating cash bail, basically letting everybody out. Look at what's happened in New York. The cops arrest a guy Monday morning. They're out Monday afternoon. So all these policies are blowing up in the Biden-Harris administration's face.
Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned by President Biden to fix the problem. To date, nothing tangible has been done at the border to stop the massive flow of illegal immigrants, drugs, and sex trafficking. The vice president did visit Guatemala and Mexico and talk to leaders in those countries. Vanessa Bryan has settled her wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. That's the company that owned the doomed helicopter in the crash that killed basketball player Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gigi, and seven others in February of 2020. But the terms of the settlement are confidential, and the court still needs to sign off on the agreement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just to show you how we are descending as a people. In Loudoun County, L-O-U-D-O-U-N County, in Virginia, there was a meeting with the school board, and there were residents that packed the auditorium there. There were 259 people who signed up to speak. During the public comment session, they allowed 50 to speak, and then they shut it down. And it was because there was a debate over the draft of proposed 8040 policy that reads, students should be allowed to use the facility that corresponds to their gender identity. What that means is that boys can go into the girls' bathroom, restroom, showers, Jim, whatever they feel that they are at the moment, whatever sex they think they are, they can use that facility. And some parents were really kind of frosted. Now, this is, you can't call this anything other than what it is. It's perverted. It's perverted when boys say they're girls and girls say they're boys. It's perverted. Homosexuality is perversion. I was invited, and to my shame, I attended a homosexual wedding because I felt bad for the father of one of the brides who decided that she was a homo. So Mrs. Finelli and I were invited to this celebration of homosexuality, and it was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. Nobody knew what to say. Don't the brides look wonderful? Aren't their white dresses beautiful? Wasn't it wonderful when the bride kissed the bride? Isn't that great? There were family members, blood family members, who wouldn't even show up because they found this perversion revolting. We're going down, class. And so in Loudoun County, Missouri, people were arrested because they objected to the school district saying that children can go into whatever restroom they feel at the moment because now they feel they're a girl and maybe tomorrow afternoon they might feel they're a boy. It's ridiculous. And as a parent of a girl, I would be livid if some perverted boy decided that he wanted to use the girls' restroom. So what do you do, class? I'll tell you what you do. You send a letter to each member of the school board anonymously. You take an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and you write their name on it. You send it to their home. You send it to the official address at the school. You send it to the high school, wherever the school is. And you send it to their businesses if they work for a business. If they work for the supermarket, you send it there with their name on it. And then you say on the back of it, you're fired. That's it. No inside message, just a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper folded, put a stamp on it, and mail a bunch of them and say you're fired. And you know what? They will be terrified because they won't know where these came from. That's how you do it. Forget these meetings where they call the police and arrest you. It's already been decided. You may think that this public discussion really has an impact. It has no impact. They have already decided what they were going to do. They stand united. I'm talking about the school boards, the city council, the town council, the county government. They stand united, these people. These alleged representatives. They stand united. It's already decided what they're going to do. They have a secret pact because they've all been bought and paid for. Because it's clear that they've been bought and paid for because this is immoral. It's perverted. It's sick. And yet they're willing to stand up and fight and fight and fight to allow these perverts to go in whatever restroom they want. You need to stop this, class. And if it requires a tax revolt, saying, you know what, okay, we'll just close the school down. You're not getting anybody's tax money. None of us is going to pay you, perverts. You know, there's this thing, and it trades by a name called Magenta 408. And this week, Magenta 408 says, quote, "This show is pathetic. It dumbs down Americans." It can't spell Americans, so it spells it Merikans. This show, quote, "This show is pathetic. It dumbs down Americans even more than one thought possible," end quote. That's what this one thing says about USA Prepares. We are standing for what's right and what's decent. And then we get attacked by this thing called Magenta 408. Magenta 408, why don't you have your own broadcast and show us how smart you really are? Why don't you prepare? Why don't you volunteer for 10 years? Why don't you show us the way it should be? This is what's wrong with America. Things like Magenta 408, who has been bashing us for years and years and years, and yet he has never, he, it, she, whatever it might be, has never had the courage to call USA Preparers and say what he, she, or it thinks on the airwaves and try to defend it. It can't do it. It's not capable of doing it, but it is capable of hit and run. This is what's wrong with the planet today. Things like Magenta 408. And what I've decided to do is the more I get attacked, the more I'm going to come out swinging against homos and perversion like that. Gwyneth?
We need to withdraw ourselves from their system.
Absolutely.
A number of years ago, my son's school decided that they were going to teach that it was okay to be gay in sex education class. And I got wind of this, and I completely flipped out. And I said, I wrote to them, and I said, I'm not sending my children back to the school. I was withdrawing my children from the school because of this reason. You're teaching children that it is okay to be gay, and that is pedophile grooming, and I'm not subjecting my children to it. And they were teaching 12, 13, 14-year-olds, 15, 16, 17-year-old children this, okay? And my children, you know, I didn't really understand what I was doing at the time, but I said, you're not going back to that school. By the way, if you can hear a puppy whimpering in the background, I've got a nest of pups just outside the window, and their mum's weaning them. They're trying to suckle from their mum, and she's giving them a nip because she's saying, no, you're going to be big puppies now. You're not going to suckle anymore. So if you hear this occasional, you know, coming from, you know, outside, that's what's happening. I just thought I'd better explain that. But it is pedophile grooming.
Yeah, Gwyneth,
that's what it is.
And Gwyneth, let me share this. Let me share this with you in the class. I may be cut off. I'm looking at the transmission screen here, and they cut me off for about 10 seconds, and I guess they didn't like the fact that I was talking about homosexuality and it being perverted.
Wow.
So if I get knocked off, I will reconnect, but what I suggest is if you don't hear me respond, and just continue with the broadcast, and
walking.
I'll try to reconnect. So this thing, Magenta 408, has another comment. Quote, why do you keep repeating yourself? Why are you redundant? End quote. He, she, or it just repeated itself by saying, why do you keep repeating yourself? Why are you redundant? Huh. So, you know, these hit and run people are, we don't need them. They really need to become productive members of society and do something worthwhile. But, you know, what I find fascinating about USA Preparers is we have people who absolutely, positively hate us and yet are addicted to listening to us because the kind of broadcasting we do is better than most, actually better than almost all broadcasting, in my opinion. Not because of me, but I'm just the ringleader. I'm just the guy that keeps this thing going. But because of the instructors, that's why USA Preparers is one of the best broadcasts in the world. And nobody gets paid. We're all passionate about what we do, and it's working. And yet we have detractors who just don't seem to be smart enough to get it. They just want us to be dumb, and they want us to just step in line. And, class, I don't care. I've read part of the Bible. I haven't read all of it. But I can tell you this, that I haven't read a part that says homosexuality is a good thing. Stealing is a good thing. Usury is a good thing. Deception is a good thing. Killing people is a good thing. I haven't read those parts. I haven't read the part that says you can throw your nails wherever you want and who cares, and you can litter the planet and you can destroy the oceans and you can destroy the air and you can destroy the groundwater. I haven't read those parts in the Bible. Am I missing something? I think if we followed what I have read in the Bible, it's the pathway to being a nice, kind, decent steward, temporary steward of your little bit of the planet. I think that's what it is. Gwyneth, is that what it is?
It's the thing is, these people who make these comments, a good share of them work for the U.S. government, and they work for the U.S. government under a project called Project Fusion. And Project Fusion operates out of a big building without any windows, that's in Orange County in California, funnily enough, in the L.A. megalopolis, getting back to Los Angeles. There's in the L.A. megalopolis, there's a big building with no windows and no external markings. It's like this big gray block of concrete that sits there. And there's people who go into this building and come out of this building, and they work in this building, and they are the likes of Magenta 408, and all they do is give people online a bad time. That's all they do. And they're paid to do it. They're paid very generously to do it by the U.S. government. So whenever I see any of these trolls come along, I say to them, I hope you're enjoying your check from the United States government. You know, that they're paying you to annoy me because I know about Project Fusion. And you know something? A good majority of them, when I say that, just drop off the radar. Because they're cockroaches.
Well, there's a fusion center. There's a... All right, we'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You mentioned the fusion centers. There's a fusion center in Springfield, Missouri. I've been there. I've been to the Fusion Center, and it's a nondescript building, no windows. You don't even know what it is. They've got cameras all over the outside to make sure that they can see out, see who's in the parking lot, etc. And I know one of the employees, a former employee, and I happen to see this guy in a store shoplifting. Now, he is one of those people who took an oath to protect and serve, you know, and he was literally shoplifting. I saw him do it. So back to a couple of these wonderful comments. That these are on BitChute. If you want to go to the Ron Gibson channel, look at some of these USA Prepares comments about us. Here's one guy or gal or it or thing says, never heard, quote, never heard of more bitter, ignorant and hateful person than Mr. Finelli. God bless his family for putting up with his nonsense. Ouch. End quote. That's what one thing has to say. Then Magenta comes back and he says, it says, she says, quote, will Sheely come clean and have the guts to call this hoax what it is? End quote. Now, first of all, it's not Sheely. It's Dr. Sheely, who has a resume that is probably in the top 0.01% of all people on the planet. It's Dr. Sheely, Magenta 408. It is not Sheely. You're disrespectful. And you're an outrage. So those are just a few of the, you know, the nice things that people have had to say about us. And I find that it's refreshing to see that when I say and use the term GDP, I can actually prove it. I can prove it with them using their own words. And I understand that the fusion centers, you know what they are. They are a group of law enforcement types, government types that get together secretly, get paid by us, the taxpayers, and they plot and plan. So, anyway, that's there's fusion centers all over the country. If you want to find out where they are, just type fusion center location, and you'll find them. You'll find a list of them. They're in every state. They're all over the place. just one more group of government organizations getting together to plot and plan against us. Why, you know, if they want to do something good, why don't they stop this gender identity? So that, you know, critical race theory, gender identity theory, so that boys will be boys and girls will be girls, and we can actually compete in sports so we don't have a transgender weightlifter in the Olympics. That is probably the single most damning thing that could happen to the Olympics. Some guy saying he's a girl and then beating the girls in weightlifting. This is the end. This is the end of civilization as I see it. It's just nuts. And you're not supposed to say things against these perverts. I guess it's not deemed polite that say what these people do is perverted. I guess the Bible can say it, but we can't say it. There's certain groups of people you can't say anything against because they really get offended. Those are the people who speak in tongues and speak secretly in public. And they say, you know, you can't say anything against us because you're anti-whatever they might be. If anyone is anti-whatever they might be, it's not because of the color of their skin. It's because of the lack of content of their character. Gwyneth, what do you want to talk about today?
Okay. I would love to, first of all, the Loddon Shire Council. That's my local municipality where I am in Victoria, Australia. I found some useful statistics in the newspaper concerning the Loddon Shire Council. Okay, this was from the Weekly Times last week, which is a rural newspaper in country Victoria, specifically made for the rural portion of the population. So I buy it because it has things like what's going on in the countryside, what's happening with the local dairy processor. You know, what's happening with, how the rainfall levels have been, blah, 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 blah. And they had the statistics for all the local rural municipalities here in Victoria. And they said that, can I hear music? No.
Yeah, yeah. So we come back, let's talk more about that. And I'll tell you what the salaries in Springfield, Missouri are. You won't believe how much we pay these parasites.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.